Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tasha. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling because I was looking to file for unemployment.
Can I have your social?
422-55-3573.
And what's your name?
Britannia George.
Can you verify your date of birth for me?
April 30th, 2003.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Yes, ma'am.
You do have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, and understanding English?
Oh, no, ma'am. I thought you asked that.
Okay. Did you serve on an active duty in the United States Army Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify your driver's license number and your mother's maiden name for me?
I don't have a driver's license, but I have an ID. Is that the number you're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Let's see. The number is 0120077.
If approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit onto your checking and savings account or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After approved for payments, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking and savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
And if you're ready, I need the routing and account number.
Okay, 1 second. Hold on, 1 second. My routing number is 144680. No.
You said 144680. Are you sure that's not your account? Your routing number has to be a 9-digit number. What bank are you with?
I'm with Guardian, but that's
I'm gonna need the whole account for your Guardian. I'm gonna need all the numbers for your Guardian account.
Okay, hold on, 1 second. Okay, my router number is
26.
My router number is 26-2276-410. And my account number, hold on 1 second. I'm trying to find my account number. Or can I do it? Does it have to be Guardian? Can I just do a different account?
It has to be a traditional banking account. It can't be like a prepaid debit card or online banking service or bank account.
Do y'all do Chime?
No, ma'am. It has to be like a branch that you can actually go to.
Okay, hold on, let's see. I'm looking for the paper with my own. Hmm. Okay, my account number is 174-000-00-144-680.
For security purposes, can you repeat your account number so I can make sure it's correct?
It's 174-000-00-144-680.
Can I have your mailing address?
313 Herd, H-E-R-D, Street in Tallahassee, Alabama.
Can I have your telephone number?
334-452-9411.
Is your residence address different from the mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
What was that, ma'am? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Have your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
I have some security questions. These are genuinely random security questions to verify your identity. Which of the following counties, which of the following counties do you currently live in? Baldwin, Elmore, Lamar, St. Clair, none of the above.
Elmore.
Which of the following addresses in Millbrook have you ever lived at or been associated with? 163 Ridgeview Drive, 230 Daffodil Court, 2740 Pine Acre Street, 4751 Oak Tree Road. I've never been associated or familiar with any of these properties.
I've never been associated or familiar with any of them.
Which of the following states does Tony George currently live in our own property? Alabama, Delaware, Ohio, Idaho, Wyoming, or none of the above?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Which of the following states does Tony George currently live in? Or I'm not familiar with this person. Say it again for me.
Alabama. No.
Bear me one. Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Work for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Served on an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive a notification? You have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
What's your last day of work?
My last day of work was... Let me make sure I get this right. Hold on, one second. My last day of work was
I'm still here with you, man. Bear me one moment.
Okay.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Ma'am?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am. I'm unemployed right now.
Are you currently working solely on a commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for, or are you attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
Lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
What was that, ma'am?
Lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept.
How many hours?
The lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept.
$12? $11?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hire or how?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't hear you.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Can I have a job title or job skill that reflects on your job history?
I work from home for constituents.
Customer service rep?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your last day of work?
That last day of work was the day I gave
I'm sorry, not the last day of work. Can I have your employer? Who is your employer, your most recent employer?
Allison Bolin.
Will it be under another name? Never mind, I see it. Was Centric your last employer?
Concentric, yes, ma'am.
You have their telephone number?
It's work from home, so
I'm gonna need a telephone number from him. Now that I'm not gonna be able to finish filing the claim.
The number they gave me was a 1-800 number.
That's fine.
It's 1-800-747-0583.
Can you tell me the first day you started working? If not, can you give me a guesstimate of the first day you started working for this employer?
Let me see. I started working with
Say it again for me, ma'am.
Hold on one second, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I started working there in November. I want to say it was around November. Like the end, like November 25th. Yeah, I just know it was at the end of November.
Of what year? Of what year? Okay.
My bad.
You said your last day was
January 24th, I want to say.
What city and state was the work performed in? You was working from home, so you stay in Tuscaloosa. What city and state you stay in?
I live in Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pays for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay? Sick pay or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Reason for no longer working for this employer?
Yes, ma'am. I'm no longer working for them.
What's the reason for no longer working for this employer?
I had just had my baby on October 6th, and I started working for them, but I wasn't able to tend to him like I was supposed to and take calls. So I stayed for as long as I could. Then I had to go. Because I had nobody to keep him.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
I'm sorry, man. What was that?
Do you wish to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax? It's asking if you want taxes coming out of your benefits.
No, ma'am.
I have a temporary 40-digit pen. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Hold on one second. I'm ready.
That 4-digit PIN is gonna be 7303.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. the unemployment claim we just finished. Also register for you to work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so can result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seek full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file your weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed can result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive a booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions regarding the information, call 800-361-4524.
Okay.
We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day.
You too.
All right.